New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
There's much to do as we kick off another busy day here in CJ Country. That's why we bring you an hour of news and information producers need. Take us with you in the barn, on the tractor, or in the truck. We're with you wherever you go. Let's get the show started with Andrew McCray and American Countryside.
Ernest Werther was just a young boy in charge of keeping an eye on the cows. What he did while tending the herd turned into his lifelong passion, a collection that people come and see yet today. His story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Carol Moreland's grandfather was Ernest Werther. As she explains, his hobby began quite by chance.
As a young boy, he had to take the family cow out to free pasture because his father had passed away. Out in the countryside with the cows, he had nothing else to do, and one day he found a pocket knife in the road, pried it open with his teeth, and he started whittling on sticks and fence posts and anything he could find.
Ernest became quite good at whittling and carving wood. Because of his needed labor on the farm, he had little chance to attend school or get a formal education.
Yeah, his second grade education ended when he was 12. And then at the age of 14, he lied about his age and got a job at the steel mill. And he worked there for 24 years.
His hobby of whittling and his job at the steel mill led him into another line of work.
He couldn't find knives to hold a good edge for his carving. So he, through working at the steel mill and reading a lot, he got around to developing his own type of steel that would hold a good edge for him. So that's how it got started with the knife business.
Ernest retired from the steel mill about the time his son came home from World War II. The father and son began making and selling knives. But Ernest was also carving quite interesting works of art.
His wife and his daughters, because he had carvings throughout the house, said you've got to find something to do with them because there wasn't enough room in the house for them or for all the people that came to see them. So that's when he built his museum.
The museum that is here today holds her grandfather's intricate carvings. These are very large, working models that are truly something to behold. The rest of the story, next time, as we travel the countryside. In Dover, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.
We're just underway with today's CJ Agribusiness Report. Standing by is Tony St. James, ready to bring you Agriculture Today after this quick break.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James. Ethanol plants boosting output sharply in early February, but fuel demand and exports still point to a cautious outlook for corn demand and biofuel margins. Data from the Energy Information Administration shows ethanol production jumping 16.1% for the week that ended February 6th, 1.11 million barrels per day, that's 46.6 million gallons daily, and 2.6% above last year, nearly 5% higher than our three-year average. However, broader trends stayed softer as the four-week average slipped 1.9%. Inventories edging up to 25.2 million barrels, building in the East Coast and Rocky Mountain regions, but drawing down elsewhere. Gasoline supply, that's a proxy for fuel demand, improved modestly but stayed below year-ago levels, while refiner blending activity also lagged historical norms. Exports dropping sharply. We're now at a four-week low. It limits an important outlet for production. Small business confidence in rural America remains steady entering the new year, offering a cautiously supportive backdrop for farm-adjacent businesses, even as uncertainty and cost pressures persist. National Federation of Independent Business reports its Small Business Optimism Index edged down slightly in January to 99.3. It is, however, still above the 52-year average and reflective of continued resilience across Main Street communities. Now, for ag, the optimism matters beyond storefronts. Rural economies rely heavily on independent lenders, equipment dealers, grain haulers, processors, veterinarians, and service providers whose fortunes rise and fall alongside farm income. So expectations for real sales volumes improved notably, signaling that many ag-adjacent businesses see steadier demand ahead despite the tighter margins in production ag. Now, labor pressure showing signs of easing. That's a welcome development in rural areas where hiring challenges have lingered for years. Fewer owners citing labor quality as their top concern, though unfilled job openings remain elevated. Cost, that's a headwind. Insurance has emerged as a growing concern while price increases remain well above historical norms. Capital spending has climbed to its strongest level since late 2023. U.S. cotton growers planning to reduce plantings this spring as competing crop prices and regional economics are reshaping acreage decisions. National Cotton Council out with their annual survey showing producers planting 9.1 million acres in 2026, down 3.2% from last year. The majority of that is upland cotton, while there's a 14% increase in extra long staple cotton and Pima cotton. So based on normal abandonment and yields, crop projected at approximately 12.7 million bales. Yeah, that ELS cotton acreage forecast to increase. Arizona up 3.2%, California growing 8% more, Texas increasing by nearly 70%. It's Agriculture Today.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.
Still ahead on the CJ Agribusiness Report, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk with the Ag Radio Net Farm News. Max Armstrong is standing by with a Farm Progress America report when we return.
I always had to be so good no one could ignore me. Carve my path with data and drive. But some people only see who I am on paper. The paper ceiling, the limitations from degree screens to stereotypes that are holding back over 70 million stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time for skills to speak for themselves. Find resources for breaking through barriers at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Yes, there was some good news on the trade front last week as it was announced that the governments of the United States and Taiwan have come to terms on a trade deal between those two countries. American agricultural products should prove to be a big winner under these new rules. I'll have the details when we come back. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres, I spoke with Jacob Sosby, branch manager of the Nutrien Ag Solutions facility in Santa Rosa, Texas, and I asked him when corn planters in South Texas would start to roll.
We've got corn out of the ground right now. They try to plant it early, and we will plant late January, early February for corn.
All right, so the growing season is off and running in South Texas. Tell us a little bit what you're hearing from your growers about challenges or opportunities as they look out to 2026.
I don't think any farmer is going to look at 2026 and not have a list of challenges that's going to be in front of them. Cash flow is really front of mind. Trying to create a farming system that gives them the units and the care that they need for their crop, but also keeping cost in mind. We're having daily conversations on how we can increase efficiencies with NP and K, choosing the right varieties to make sure that we are getting our cost and value in an appropriate spot. I've worked for a long time with Nutrien, but this season seems to be one where we are intimately connected with our growers and their decisions.
To learn more, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. The United States and Taiwan reached a comprehensive trade agreement last week that opened significant new market access for American agricultural products. Under the deal, Taiwan will eliminate or reduce 99% of the tariff barriers and provide preferential access for key U.S. farm exports, including beef, pork, dairy products, wheat, and horticultural products. For the livestock sector, the agreement delivers substantial wins. Taiwan has committed to duty-free access for U.S. beef, which make American products more competitive in what has become the fifth largest market for U.S. beef exports. Taiwan imported approximately $650 million worth of American beef in recent years, and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association expects this agreement to drive future growth. The pork industry also stands to benefit, though challenges do remain. Taiwan will eliminate tariffs on most pork products, but they will maintain a 10% reciprocal tariff on pork belly and hams. The U.S. Meat Export Federation President Dan Hallstrom acknowledged that American pork has been disadvantaged in Taiwan, where the European Union and Canada currently dominate imports. The deal also secures market access for dairy products, with Taiwan agreeing to accept imports accompanied by USDA export certificates without establishing burdensome product registration requirements. For wheat producers and other sectors in the ag economy, the agreement preserves the use of common product names, and it prevents unfair geographical indication restrictions that could block American exports. Even more, the deal reduces some of the non-tariff barriers that have impeded livestock trade specifically. Taiwan will recognize America's negligible risk status for BSE and cattle, and the country will limit import restrictions that come after an outbreak of avian influenza. I'll be back with more after this.
Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Airline. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
Trade in goods and services between the United States and Taiwan totaled more than $185 billion in 2024. Now, Taiwan still must submit this trade agreement to its legislature for review, but the U.S. Trade Representative's office reports that both nations have committed to implementing this new trade framework. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
So glad you've joined us for today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. Just ahead, continuing the tradition of bringing ag news to farmers from across the Northeast, it's Tom and Tim with the Ag Radionet Farm News next.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
If you haven't signed up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program starting for 2026, it's a good idea to get it done now. Deadline is next Monday, February 26th. U.S. Department of Agriculture is encouraging dairy producers to enroll in the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. A safety net program helps offsetting milk and feed price differences. The sign-up this year began January 12th, the deadline February 26th. State Executive Director for Farm Service Agency New York is Clark Putnam. Putnam says they encourage producers to join the 472 dairy operations in New York that have already signed up for the important safety net program in advance of the deadline. At 15 cents a hundred for $9.50 coverage, risk protection through the dairy margin coverage is a cost-effective tool to manage risk and provide added security for your operations. Dairy margin coverage was reauthorized with the One Big Beautiful Bill Act for calendar years 26 through 2031, providing program improvements, including establishing new production history and increasing Tier 1 coverage. Some of the increased coverage went from 5 million to 6 million pounds, with dairy operations electing to enroll in DMC for this year, establishing new production histories. Existing dairy operations, starting on or before January 1st of 23, will use the higher of milk marketing years 21, 22, or 23, with new dairy operations starting after that date, using first year of monthly milk marketing averages, even for a partial year, and milk marketing statements or production evidence required to establish that new production history. Dairy operations also have an option to lock in coverage levels for 6 years, premiums discounted by 25%. You can use the online dairy decision tools or go to the DMC webpage. The best bet, though, contact your local USDA service center and ask for the Farm Service Agency.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Quality feed. Margins.
Productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
U.S. and world grain production has been growing rapidly for several years. A lot of that has been met with increased on-farm storage without a decrease in storage capacity from corporate ownership. Build-out of grain storage capacity, though, has stopped. According to data from an economist at the University of Illinois, U.S. grain storage capacity grew in parallel with production 2000 to 2019. It grew about 350 million bushels a year. but that growth stagnated since 2020 across all regions and across facility types. That stagnation, combined with continued production growth, has led to a record high capacity utilization rate, especially in on-farm storage. Last year's crop brought those tensions to a head, with December 1st on-farm utilization reaching 80%. What's less clear is why investment in grain storage capacity dropped. It's difficult to determine if current U.S. storage capacity is sufficient for efficient operation along the grain supply chains. The entire grain industry is looking to consider those questions as it addresses shifting geography of global grain production. The researcher said that the location and amount of grain storage capacity varies across regions, especially the share of grain storage capacity on farms. Proportionally more on-farm storage in the western Corn Belt and northern Great Plains, regions that are generally further from end users with relatively weaker cash commodity prices.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha...
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
Thanks for taking the CJ Agri Business Report along this morning. There's lots more to come on today's program. Jeff Ishii is standing by with today's On the Farm Report.
Do you farm land anywhere in CJ Country and want to increase your harvest and improve your yields? Allegheny Farm Drainage, right here in Basem, has been providing industry-leading solutions utilizing GPS design, installation, and ongoing maintenance. They pride themselves on being a family-run agricultural service, providing CJ Country farmers a customized drainage solution for every type of acreage. If you have questions about drainage, Allegheny Farm Drainage has answers. Call them at 762-4444. 11 and online at AlleghenyFarmDrainage.com.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness. Coverage in every county in all 50 states. It also includes an educational component called Farm Credit Knowledge Center. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, Chapter 12 farm bankruptcies were on the rise last year. That's according to Samantha Ayoub with American Farm Bureau Federation.
Chapter 12 bankruptcies increased for the second year in a row in 2025, reaching 315 filings. That's up 46% from 2024. That second increase in a row shows that the farm economy, as we've been talking about, is really struggling and excessive debt loads are starting to hit family farms.
Ayoub also had this to add.
We are seeing our fourth year in a row of declining cash receipts driven largely by crop losses, as well as high-cost specialty crop production really facing negative or very thin margins, even some of our livestock receipts and markets weakening a bit. All of that compounds to a very difficult situation when we're also seeing increasing production costs.
Samantha Ayoub with the American Farm Bureau Federation.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Today's program is made possible by the Virginia Beef Cattle Improvement Association with an event for cattlemen coming up on March 28th in Wytheville, Virginia. The mission of BCIA is the improvement of beef cattle in Virginia through improved genetics and management. Information at the Facebook page, Virginia BCIA.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization.
Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
There's a man in our town who loves to plant and care for trees. We call him Mr. Arbor. A few years ago, we lost some of our trees in a storm. It was Mr. Arbor who organized volunteers and showed us how to care for the damaged trees and plant new ones. You can make a difference in your town, too. For your free Conservation Trees booklet, call the Arbor Day Foundation toll-free, 1-800-932-1433. Or write the Arbor Day Foundation, Nebraska City, Nebraska.
Today's Pearl of Wisdom came in way back in 2009 from longtime listener Brian Bridges. He says, life isn't fair, but it's still good. Good point, Brian. Thank you for that Pearl of Wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.
Introducing the new Massey Ferguson 1M Series compact tractor. Built for long work days and demanding jobs, it combines rugged durability with unbeatable comfort. Experience an Arx cab, air suspended seats, and advanced lighting that will keep you going longer. From snow removal to landscaping, the 1M Series powers through any task with ease. Learn more at MasseyFerguson.com or visit Kelly's Garage in Perry.
Moving right along with this morning's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report, it's time to get an update from Washington with the USDA report.
The acreage enrollment period is underway for USDA's Conservation Reserve Program. With continuous CRP signup now through March 20th and a general CRP signup accepting applications on March 9th and running through April 17th. Farm Service Agency Administrator Bill Beam described CRP as
USDA's flagship conservation program, and it provides financial and technical support to agricultural producers and landowners who want to place that marginal or unproductive land into a 10 or 15 year contract.
A voluntary program for producers and landowners wishing to enroll.
And most of that will go into beneficial vegetative cover. It also helps improve water quality, prevent soil erosion, and support wildlife habitat.
In addition to continuous and general CRP signups this year, there is
the grassland CRP. We have not determined the date for that yet, but that date will be forthcoming.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The CJ Country Morning Show will follow our farm show. Bill Baker with Dairy Radio Now is up next.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media, your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome to Inside Dairy on this President's Day holiday. Alfalfa is what we're talking today and how this really is a living plant, even in the depths of winter. Randy Welsh joins us again. He is an alfalfa expert with Cropland.
You remember, alfalfa is a living organism. It has to live through an entire series of winter events. And so really putting that alfalfa to bed in a strong, getting that alfalfa to bed as strong as you can in the fall. And that would include things like fertility, not cutting it too late. We want to stay out of the fields in I always like to say you stay out of alfalfa between about September 1st and October 15th. And that's a really critical time because that plant is laying down energy or carbohydrates to live through the next winter, through that coming winter. So we need to stay out of that alfalfa field. The other thing is back to fertility. Need to make sure our fertility is good. Potassium is very important. Potassium is the antifreeze of alfalfa. So keep in mind that even though soil temperatures may go to, well below freezing, the alfalfa crown lives. And at 15 degrees, that's 15 degrees Fahrenheit is where we start to lose. Some of those plants can freeze. So just think about that, though. So those plants can stand a lot of cold before they die. And so I always am very cautious about winter kill because even though you have cool temperatures, you're walking around as a human, it's below zero. If you have good snow cover, then we're usually in pretty good shape. Most of the time where we have good snow cover, we do not have winter kill.
We're going to have more of that conversation with Randy Welsh when we come back, including how to tell in the dead of winter how that alfalfa is doing. You're listening to Inside Dairy.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back now to Inside Dairy as we continue hearing from Randy Welsh as we talk more about digging up that alfalfa plant in the middle of the winter to look at the crown. It's got a story to tell.
Once you start digging those crowns, you're going to know within a really very short amount of time if that stand is alive or dead. And a healthy row to be white and solid, kind of like the feeling like a carrot. And a carrot, you know, is very firm, and that tissue is solid. And if the crown is dead, obviously it's mushy and brown, and it's deceased. And so think about it like rupturing of cells, something in the, if you think about something in your refrigerator in the back corner, if your thermostat's set too low and that cells rupture and become mushy, that plant's obviously dead. And that's what happens to alfalfa crowns in the soil. They actually, those cells will rupture and break. So just be thinking about the other general thing is make sure that we're trying to maintain that snow cover as best you can. I do not really like those October 15th cuttings because you lose your snow fence. And once you lose your snow fence, that soil temperature goes up and down and up and down in the spring of the year, and you get that freeze-thaw cycle. That's bad for alfalfa. So we'd like to keep some cover on that alfalfa, not necessarily for the alfalfa itself as insulation, but rather the snow that sometimes that stem and that residue can provide as a snow fence to keep that soil insulated so you don't get that freeze-thaw cycle going on in March.
And maybe you're in the process of wanting to reestablish a new stand. Randy shares with us when is the optimal time in the spring to start planting that alfalfa.
Good planning, is that what you're kind of thinking about? So good planning of alfalfa is really, you need to have a soil test, and the soil test is going to help us with soil pH. pH is very important for alfalfa. We want to make sure we have a neutral soil pH, so basically 6.8 to 7.2. So that's part of the planning, and then watch your potassium.
Randy Welsh joining us today. This is Inside Dairy.
Bill's back with the latest dairy news on tomorrow morning's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. Let's take a quick break. Then it's back with Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report. Burt's Lumber is hiring. Burt's is looking for a qualified person to join their team. You must be skilled in customer service. Retail sales experience in the lumber business is a plus. You will have various job requirements. Physical labor is also involved. Saturday and Sunday hours are required. Starting pay will range between $17 and $20 an hour, depending upon experience. The position includes paid vacation and paid holidays. Apply in person to complete an application. Burt's Lumber in Perry is an equal opportunity employer.
Robert F. Kennedy talks about the first year of the Make America Healthy Again movement today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety is everyone's business.
This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. We are what we eat, as the saying goes, and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy says we are not doing well at all in that department. In a Heritage Foundation web event, Kennedy says American kids are among the least healthy in the developed world.
70% of the food that our kids eat are ultra-processed foods, and it's killing them.
Kennedy says childhood health stats have deteriorated since he was a kid.
During my uncle's administration, when I was a 10-year-old boy living in this town, we spent zero on chronic disease. Today, we spend $4.3 trillion a year.
Kennedy says the corporate business community is to blame.
If your whole diet is coming from ultra-processed food, that puts the power of agriculture and food production into the hands of these multinational corporations, BlackRock and Goldman, etc. And it takes power away from the farmers, from the ranchers, from the local producers.
Much of Kennedy's effort in his first year on the job at HHS has been about the nutritional aspects of better health. That Heritage Foundation event included a panel discussion, and I'll have details on that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Farming and maintaining your property are year-round jobs made easier with a dependable, easy-to-maintain tractor and conveniently accessible parts and fluids from J-Lo Farm Supply. The snow is in the air, but you're still clearing the lane, feeding the cows, and performing that essential maintenance in the shop. J-Lo Farm Supply has all the genuine AGCO parts and certified service expertise you need to keep your operation and homestead running. Stop into our locations in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. J-Lo Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AGCO parts and service.
We're closing in on the 6 o'clock hour, but before we can finish out today's farm show, we need to hear from Tony St. James. But first, let's check the forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer-owned by 260 family dairy farms producing top-quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Buys and dip Upstate Farms yogurt, sour cream, cottage cheese, fluid milk, home to intense milk, and their lactose-free milk for life, all produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community. For today, partly sunny with a high near 41. Tonight, a chance of showers mainly before 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. Patchy fog after 4 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low around 33. For Tuesday, patchy fog before noon. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 41. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 22 degrees.
American Cattle News. Today, we take a look and see how markets finished up on Friday. Preview this week next.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Michael Gerge from Student Loan Advisor.
I think the biggest thing to remember when it comes down to student loans and student loan forgiveness is that you have to be very, very vigilant, because it really can be one of the biggest empowering choices of your life to go out and get this degree inside of the veterinary field, or it can be a tremendous roadblock if it's not managed properly. So we really try and encourage that as the overarching theme and the top line piece of advice that we give to folks.
There's more valuable information on AVMA.org.
Oliver Slope is with Blue Line Futures.
Cattle futures gapped higher Friday morning and finished the day higher, but finished near the lower end of the day's range. At the close, April live cattle futures $1.65 higher to $237.25, as well off the intraday high of $241. March feeder cattle futures, they were up at $367.42. That was $3.35 higher on the session, but that was about $4.50 off of the session highs. CBS News reported midday that Trump was going to sign an executive order that would quadruple beef imports from Argentina. That likely played a role in that weaker price action after the strong open. Now, over on the snout side, it was a mix, with the front month April futures losing 42 cents to settle at $97.95, while the summer month contracts continued to grind higher, posting small gains. This morning's wholesale box beef report was firm. We saw choice cuts $2.66 higher to $369.91, and select cuts $3.48 higher to $363.85. Yesterday's five area average price for live steers, that was reported at $240, though it was on very light volume. Cash trade in Texas this morning, rumors started circulating of a firmer trade, $242, upwards of $245. Thursday daily slaughter, that was reported at 114,000 head. That put the week-to-date total at 450,000. That is 14,000 head more than the same period last week, but about 23,000 head less than the same period last year. Live cattle CVOL rallied in the back half of the week from 15.54 on Wednesday to 18.77 Friday afternoon.
For cash trade last week, 242 to 245 in the south, 238 to 245 in the north. American Cattle News.
When it comes to risk management, you need an advisor who understands everything you're protecting. Crop Growers agents are on Northeast farms every day. We work with integrity and understanding, not commissions. We understand agriculture, your business, your financial risks, and we're ready to help navigate 2025 policy changes affecting your options in 2026. The deadline for spring coverage is March 15th. Contact your local Farm Credit East office to schedule a free policy review with an agent or row crop specialist.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust Woodmax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, Woodmax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, Woodmax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each Woodmax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit Woodmax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
Here's a look at how the markets wrapped up the week. Corn futures ended higher with March up a half at 431 and three quarters. May gained a quarter to 442. And December was up a half to 464 and a half. March beans were down four and a quarter at 1133. May down three and three quarters at 1148 and a half. November off two and three quarters to 1113 and a half. Chicago March wheat was off three and three quarters at 548 and three quarters. May down 10 to 548 and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat March was down five and three quarters at 571 and three quarters. May down five and three quarters at 584. March hard red winter was down 11 and a half at 542 and a half. And May was down 12 and a quarter at 553 and three quarters. Cotton futures lower on the day with March down 18 points to 62.11. May down 20 to 64.13. July was off 16 to 65.82. Back in Chicago, February live cattle were up 57 and a half to 243.07 and a half. April off 2 and a half to 240.62 and a half. And June was down 10 to 236.15. March feeders were up 42.5 to 366.15. April lost 17.5 to 363.45. And May was down 47.5 to 359.42.5. April lean hogs down 55 to 91.27.5. May was down 75 to 95.30. And June was off a dollar at 104.55. In the class 3 milk, February was unchanged at 1506. March was down 57 to 1588. Crude oil ended the day a nickel higher at 62.89 a barrel on Wall Street. The Dow Jones was up 48 to 49,500. The NASDAQ was off 50 at 22,546. The S&P gained 3 to 68.36.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.